gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. Yes, my friends, the Bible says, the God is our shelter. The Lord is my shelter. I shall not want. My friends, even if you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, you, my friends, even if you're sitting at the table, even if you're right now praying to God for that anointing, there's a way being turned around for many of God's children that are in need. Many, my friends, that are looking for that light of salvation. Many that are looking to turn their lives around in so many ways. Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write down the mailing address here in Atlanta. Now, friends, I'm asking that you don't give up. I'm asking, my friends, that you pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Jesus said, "You have not because you ask not." Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. I'm here in the prayer office all throughout the day with you, and especially you that are in need, whether it's financial, whether it's natural or unnatural, whether that sickness in your body has been there and you're trying to rid yourself of it. I've told many before, and I'll tell you again today, there used to be in the days of the farmland when we came up, someone that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across that back. A little later on in the evening, they'll come back with that croaker sack full of herbs, clean it, boil it, steep it, and then let it sit and make a stew, make a tea out of it, and get rid of that arthritis, get rid of that gout. Some right now have kidney problems. Some right now have diabetes. Some of you right now are looking to grow hair on your head. Some right now, my friends, are looking to come off of them drugs. I'm asking you not to give up. Write down the telephone number, friends. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. For I know, my friends, that God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. I'm going to have a minute of prayer with Bishop Noel in just a minute, and then we're going to get right back with you. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 30321. Yes, my friends, some right now have trouble where their enemies are getting the best of them. You know, that book of Genesis, the Revelations, has shown us that many of us that had that faith of a grain of mustard seed to come through. Old David, when he met old Goliath, that uncircumcised Philistine, that big man, good God. Some would run for the hills, but he stood because he knew that his God was with him in the past. I'm asking you, my friends, to dig deep down, and I'll show you, my friends, that you too can come through. Those of you that are writing, my friends, I'm going to give you a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil. a prayer cloth and a cross to carry with you, to keep that faith with you, to keep that spirit with you. Yes, my friends, those of you that are going through troubled times and wondering how you're going to turn it around, I'm asking you, friend, on today not to give up. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, send me one of those prayer packages, one of those prayer prosperity packages. If you have a court case, my friends, 404-212-2444. The Bible has shown us how they can open those gates, those bars. Some right now are wondering how they're going to have peace in their very own family to where they live right now. 404-212-2444. Some right now at the sound of my voice having trouble, can't even stand up and walk around because they're taking them pills every day and it's doing nothing but making them sleep. I'll show you how to rebuild your body, my friend. Write down that telephone number, my friends. Oh, my God, I have testimonials of some that have had sicknesses throughout their body and doing just fine right now. But then, my friends, I cannot force anyone to turn their ways around. I'm asking you, through the power of God, through the faith of your heart, whatever that problem is. Oh, my God. Again, the telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Now, those of you, my friends, that are writing, when you write, whatever donation you send it from your heart. We're going to write you back, my friends. Mailing address, Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you wrote. Some right now say, well, Reb, I want to start right now. I want to turn it around right now. Don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do today, my friends. For if you have just that faith, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around, my friends. Yes, friends, this is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444.
In your situation. I was down, I didn't know which way to turn, didn't know what to do, and confused in the laws. So I came to you, and it seemed like doors started opening up, and I couldn't believe my eyes, especially this week. Started Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Seemed like I was blessed financially. Physical, mental, and the doors was just opened up and things that was taken from me was given back to me even more. And I was just shocked.
All right, when you first came, you had a problem with your home. Your home was trying to be taken away. Your car was actually taken away, and I told you what to do and what kind of lawyers to get. And tell me, how much have you spent trying to get a lawyer and taking care of your situation?
0 cents. I haven't been out of no money for lawyer or anything to get back.
You said when you went to the where I told you to go, they had turned down a few cases, and you were shocked to see that they took yours.
Yes.
You tell me. I'm not going to say a thing else. You tell me. I'm recording this. I'm not going to. It's all right if I record this. Okay. Don't call out your name, all right? But you tell us what happened when you first came and how things are coming now.
I came to you one Friday, and I was to meet with this lawyer that Saturday morning. So I came to you, and you told me to go on. But I know I didn't have any money in my pocket for a lawyer, so I went on. And was on time and met with the lawyer. So I got there, it was a room full of people, and you had to sign in. And they had told us from the beginning they was only taking some of the cases, not all of them. So first, the lawyers come in and they call three names out. And I was sitting there thinking that that was it. And they come back and they called my name. I hurry up and got up. And they took on my case. And I went. I was upset and worried, even after I had come to see you and that when I went to see the lawyer. The lawyers told me the same thing you said. Don't worry. We'll handle everything. It's going to be okay. Just don't worry. So I gave it to the Lord. I turned it loose and gave it to the Lord, and the Lord worked with it. And I came to see you again, and I kept in contact of calling you or coming to see you. And the Lord worked it out.
And you're looking for six months free, and they had towed your car. You have your car. Everything is working out all right. Now tell me something. What would you say if anybody else had a problem of any sort?
I'll come to see Reverend Gregory.
Oh, my God, my friends, right now, I'm asking that everyone that's in need, my friends, call me. No matter what that problem is, my friends, you can turn it around right now, my friends. Join us for just 1 minute of silence, a minute of prayer with Bishop Noel, my friends.
Eternal God, our Father, once again, we come before thee. We come before thy fountain. We come on the behalf of these, your faithful ones today, that stand in need of your help right now. We ask that thou will go into that home where there's confusion and trouble. We ask that thou will bring peace between husband and wife and family. We pray for those that are sick today, those that are confined to their home, their bed, the wheelchairs, those that are on crutches today. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that thou will heal and touch mankind everywhere. Lord, we look to the heal today from which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord which made the heaven and earth. And Lord, dear Father, we call on you this in the time of trouble and confusion in the land where man is against daughter and son against mother. We pray that thou will bring peace everywhere. Touch, heal, bless, and deliver those that are disturbed today in the convalescent home. We pray that thou would give strength and courage. And those that are on the battlefield for your sake, in Jesus' name, carrying the word abroad, we ask that thou will give mankind wisdom and knowledge and understanding according to thy word. We pray for Reverend Gregory and his ministry here in the city and other places across the country as he ministers to the needs of the people everywhere. We pray, dear Father, for those that are in need today of your spiritual help right now. And Father, my special prayer that you bless, heal, and meet the needs of your people everywhere. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, bless me, your humble servant. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. My friends, write down that telephone number. Our time is drawing down. No matter what you're facing, friends, no matter how many times you yourself have come against that brick wall, you might be against those that are looking to turn your blood. You might be looking for those that are working around you for works of iniquity. My friends, no matter what you're facing, whether it's a court case pending, whether right now you have trouble in your home or at job, you want the loved one back, that girlfriend, that boyfriend, and need a special prayer for yourself, I want you to call me right now. Again, my friends, telephone number 404-212-2444. Friends, if the line is busy, just dial me right back and we'll be right with you. Again, that's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Now, my friends, we have some for those of you that have sicknesses. We have prayer packages for those of you right now that have no peace in your home. Show you how to stop those others from walking through your property, dropping things down like they did in the days of old because they're just that evil. Oh, good God, throwing a stone and hiding their hands. Those evil ones, my friends, that are around you, and you're asking yourself, where did they come from? My friends, those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs, my friends. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's all gone, after it's out of your reach, my friends, there's something else to get it back. Yes, friends, this is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Again, friends, telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own number. That's 404-212-2444. And I'll be here in the prayer office with you, and especially you all throughout the day, asking you, my friends, not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. May God bless your friends. May God keep you. Until we meet again, my friends, you pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
KAYT Lake Charles 100.1.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggins. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory that is due your name. Now, Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you that you will have thine own way. Even as we continue to decrease, oh God, we ask that you will increase within us. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to Joel, the second chapter and the 25th verse, a very familiar passage. Joel 2 and 25. And it reads, "And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." The topic for today is a cycle of return. A cycle of return. People of God, we are in a cycle, a season of a cycle of return. It's something the Lord stirred in you a long time ago. Even since childhood, God told me to tell you it's coming around again. There is an activation in the spiritual realm. For now, there will be a return. You once knew exactly who you were in Christ, what you wanted to be, what you wanted to do. But since life had knocked you down, you felt like all hope was gone. You even felt like, what is my purpose here on earth? And I'm here to tell you, God is bringing you back to that position of clarity and connection once again. Some of you had a dream that really floated away, or perhaps the season of life just simply took your fire and hope as the years went by. But today, the Spirit of the Lord say, release all the negativity. Release what had happened to you in the past. Release everything what the enemy has done to you and live again. We serve a God that quickens us, energizes us, strengthens us, refreshes us, restores us, heals us, and does so much more. And most of all, his love is everlasting. The Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you that he will work you over and make you over from head to toe. Then he will set you firm up on a rock, solid foundation. And that's the problem. Some of us has been working on a foundation that has been rocky, that has cracks in it. Come on here. That was not built by God. Some of us have been working on foundations that we were sent to only assist, but not work. And some of us have been sent on foundations that wasn't even ours. We had took possession of somebody else's foundation. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. But God say in this season, he is setting you on a solid rock foundation that is built by him, and he will launch you into the season. He's launching you into the new season. I came to tell somebody on this morning, dust that old dream, dust yourself off, rise up, shake yourself, because the cycle of return has came. I came to prophesy to stir up your faith, stir up your gift. Stand tall like a child of God that you are, because it's not over. Know who you are and who you serve and who sent you. I declare a supernatural cycle of destiny and purpose over you, according to Jeremiah 1:5 and according to Jeremiah 29:11, in Jesus' name. It's just like that Shunammite woman who returned to her land several long years later. She was gone for 7 years. But listen, it was still hers. I don't care if somebody else working your dream or working your assignment, because the assignment was given to you. It's not going to work for them, because it's going to work for you, because God gave it to you. He didn't give it to them. But it was still hers. You see, somebody else has squatted in her position on her land. Did you know she had squatters on her land? Yes, she did. But upon her arrival, they had to go because of her rightful position and God-given inheritance. It belonged to her. They had to go. Some of you got squatters on your land. You was once in a place of vulnerability. You was broken. You was going through a season of brokenness. You was downhearted by the enemy. He came in and he snatched everything. But the Lord say, he has removed them. He has removed the barriers as well. 2025 was the season God was preparing you to take possession of everything the enemy stole from you. He was preparing you for enemy territory. You see, it had been a while since she'd been in her home, but as she walked those halls, it all came back because it belonged to her. People of God, you got to take authority. You got to take position. Take back. Walk those halls of destiny. Take everything what the devil stole from you back. Use your authority. And yes, it had been some time since she walked the roads on her land and worked the businesses there. But it all came back. Why? Because it was hers. She took possession of it. She took authority. She took everything back. And once she took everything back, it began to thrive and produce. Once you know who you are in God and you take your rightful place, use your authoritative spiritual voice, pray, seek the face of God. Put God ahead of everything. He will give everything back to you. We are in a season of cycle of return. Yes, we are in the cycle of return. God is restoring back everything, even things from 5 years ago. You see, because a cycle of return had began in her life, it was authorized by the king. And it was unable to be contested. You can read 1 Kings, the 8th chapter, 1 through 6 verses. So when God says it's getting ready to happen, nothing and nobody can stop it. If God said it, that's the stamp of approval right there. You see, such a thing is about to happen for many of us. There is a cycle of return in the atmosphere. But look, it's going to be better than it was before. That's the key. It's going to be better than it was before. And you're going to know how to work it. Excuse me. It's time to understand for many your vision. You see, God gave you back then was only for an appointed time, a future time. And the time is now. Habakkuk 2:1-3, a very familiar passage. He says, I will stand up on my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Verse 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It would not tarry. If you haven't written your vision, people of God, write your vision and put it in Habakkuk 2:1-3. Write your vision. And I know many people do the vision boards. That's excellent. That's great. That's good. If that's what it takes for you, do it. Give God something to work with. Tell him what you want. Don't stop praying over it. Give him something to work with. Though it tarry, wait on it. But in the midst of the tarrying, I'm going to pray. I'm going to allow God to prepare me for the vision. Prepare me for what's to come. Because he is not going to lie to me. It's going to come. Because God is not going to set you in a vision or in a place unprepared. Come on here, somebody. We went through a season of preparation. So now it's time to go and possess what's yours. You are returning to your dream. But it's not going to be the same dream. It's going to be better. You are returning to a place in God. It's not where you was, but it's going to be better. Your inheritance is going to be better. Your destined work that he has called you to do is going to be better. You know now, for 2026 is the year. We are in a cycle of return. I'm telling you, the Lord said it twice. Twice I heard it and I received it. And he said, tell my people, we are in the midst of a cycle of return. Don't you give up. Get out of the ocean. Ooh, everything is coming. And some things is not coming back to you because it wasn't meant for you to have it in the first place. Come on here now. But he's giving it back to you, what the enemy stole from you. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, I thank you. I praise you. I give you the glory and honor, which is to your name. Because truly, God, we are in the midst of a cycle of return. God, thank you for the preparation. Thank you for the season of preparation. That God, we didn't understand some